Mama.
All right, everybody. Well, I'm excited. Thank you, Leanne, for doing that, my partner in It Works Crime. You guys, we are so excited tonight. We have an amazing call for all of you. You know, one of my favorite things about this company is it genuinely is a one-team, one-mission company. And a couple years ago at a training, I saw this girl with this really rad hairstyle, and she just was so adorable, and she was super friendly. And I'm not quite sure at rank what rank she was at the time. I'm thinking she was either a double or a triple. And I just, like, totally fell in love with this girl. And then all of a sudden, I'm, like, at another training, and she's a presidential. And, of course, you know, that put a fire under my tush, you know, being a double diamond. And I just thought, you know, I just saw her posting on our Living the Dream team site that one of her girls, Amber Horner, had gone presidential for that 50K. And I'm just so stinking proud of this girl and to just love her, and I love her post. And, you know, she's one of those people that has that do-or-die attitude, and that's really what it takes when we want to have it all in life, when we really want to live the dream. And she truly looks at this business as a network marketing professional, and I'm just really honored to introduce to you all Amber Parker. Amber, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me on the call. I'm honored. I truly am.
And I just love that about you. And it's just, you can always tell the sign of a good leader by their humility. And I so appreciate that about you. And I know you build this with your husband, Josh, too. And, you know, we have lots of questions, but I know you got a very limited time. So we're just going to get straight to the cereal, if you will, as I say in my PC household.
Hey, let's do it.
All right, good. So let's just start with how long you've been with It Works and, you know, what did you do before It Works?
I joined August of 2012, so this August will be my three-year mark. And before It Works, I worked at retail, of course. I don't know anyone who hasn't worked retail. But I was also a stylist, and I thought my dream was to have a salon in my home, and I did. I had a salon in my home, and went to hair school and I loved it, but it soon got to the point where I didn't enjoy hair anymore because it was to pay my bills. And sorry, I'm gonna always start to cry, but I always wanted to do hair and I loved making people feel better about themselves. And so I remember the day when I was like, I have to do another hair appointment to pay a bill, and I have to do another hair appointment to pay this off and to have this income. And I started almost feeling bitter towards my dream. And I was like, there's got to be something else. And that's right when It Works came into my life. And all the things that I loved about doing hair and making people feel better about themselves and inspiring them and being a counselor and a psychiatrist all in one, I get to do those same exact things with It Works, but on my time and on my terms. And I love that about the company.
Oh, that's such a beautiful story. And it's okay if you start crying because, you know, that's how we know that it's very genuine and true. Uh-huh. And I appreciate your coming. And I think a lot of people feel that way. You know, I think that's what makes them take a bigger look at It Works, is because the fact that they're at that point in their life where they're just like, okay, this is just not panning out the way that I had thought it was going to go. And, you know, I would love to know from you, because you started in August of 2012, and I started in March of 2012, so I'm sure you can imagine the fire that I'm feeling right now in my belly listening to you. But I do love that this business is about every person's journey, and I've had to go through a lot of personal growth. I would love to hear from you, as I know everybody else would, a little bit about your journey to presidential. You know, what was it like going for you? I mean, everybody kind of always paints this picture of it being a very simple, easy, you know, easy-peasy road, and it's not always like that for everybody, so please share.
You know, I think the biggest thing, and this is kind of what I live my motto, if you will, or I almost want to get it, just you have to make this business about somebody else. It cannot be about you. And personal growth is I say, and I teach my team, it's 90% of this business. Agree to disagree, some will, some won't. But if you aren't growing yourself as a person, you will not get that next step. You will not be ready for that next, what you did from distributor to get your four customers, and from four customers to executive, and executive to Ruby, or Ruby to Emerald, so on and so forth. You have to grow with that. I am not the same person I was you know, 2.5 years ago. And it's crazy that I have to grow myself. And when you grow yourself and you grow and expand and your capacity, it literally gives permission for the people around you to do the same. And, I mean, we spend hours a day pouring into my mind, my heart, my soul, our relationships. And a lot of people forget about that. They think all they want is money, and then they lack in their body, or they lack in their spirit, or they lack in their, you know, their soul, or the mindset of how I can do this. And so when I started, I never thought that I would ever be here. I never thought that it would actually come true. I saw those numbers, and I thought, okay, cool. They kind of have to do that, you know, for marketing, and they have to say that there's people make this kind of money. It's probably one or two, and I'll never be there. I'm from Michigan, and I live in Utah. I didn't have a network. I was a hairstylist in my basement. Like, I didn't have a huge following. And so I figured I will never make that kind of money. But what I knew is that I had a big heart, and I knew that if I just found enough people that could dream with me, I would make it, and they would too. And I got started, and I went diamond in 3.5 months, and I got the $10,000 bonus. And then I was like, what do I do now? And I had to grow and expand, and I was like, okay, well, now I got to help this person get diamond, and this person get diamond, and this person get diamond, and then naturally you're going to get what you want. And I did. I went diamond, double, triple, and got $25,000 bonus. They didn't have the double at the time. And I remember being at conference, my first conference as a diamond, and I texted my husband and I said, I'm going to retire you by January of 2014. He was like, okay, cool story. And I was like, no, I'm really going to do this. And it gave me that opportunity to have that dream. And had I not been at that event, I would not had that dream, and I don't think I'd be here at where I am today. And in June of 2013, we retired him from his 9-to-5 job and started doing this business full-time together. And then we, you know, I was triple diamond for a whole year. And I know a lot of people are at that point where they're like, God, I've been here for so long. Maybe you've been at a ruby for 6 months to a year, maybe even 2 years. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think a lot of people only hear about the people who wake up the next morning and go diamond. Nothing wrong with that either. But what I have to tell you guys is that this is about you. And so if you're stuck in a position where you feel like, I have done this backwards, sideways, over the top, like, what am I doing wrong and what am I lacking? Check yourself. Most of the time it's because you haven't grown yourself as a leader. You haven't grown yourself in your vision and your dreams and your positive thinking. And spend more time on yourself than on the business. And as you spend yourself growing as a leader and as a person and getting your mindset right and your dreams and those feelings where you literally can feel them happening, you can see what you're going to be doing, what you're going to be wearing, who are you going to be with when you have that promotion. When you start thinking and spending more time on that, then who's not working and who's not doing the business and who's not doing that and who said they were going to sign up, who hasn't signed up yet, and all of the things that aren't happening, start focusing on the things that are. And that was exactly when I had my breakthrough. As I said, I'm ready for presidential. I'm ready for that next step. I've done the growth. I've done the work. I've studied. My mind's right. I can handle this title and position and leadership. I'm ready to up my work skills. I'm ready to put in more hours than I've ever put in this business. I was open to that possibility. And so that's when I went presidential 21 months in. And now we've been here at presidential since last March. And we're getting ready for that next step. But again, I know that God's not going to give it to me until I'm ready. And I trust in that. And you guys have to use your faith and not your fear. So often we are dependent and we are used to the fear of what things always have been instead of having faith on what they can look like and what they can be. But use your faith, not your fear, and you will have everything you've ever wanted.
Wow. You're making me cry. I know I can, you know, you were talking and I had people on our team just popping in my head, and I know they know who I'm talking about right now as they hear my voice saying that. And you're right. Yeah. It is being ready for that next position. And we have a girl on our team that's just getting ready to go diamond, and she's like, I feel now like I mean, she's like, I know I'm ready for this. I know I'm ready for that role. And it's the truth. You really do have to be ready for it. And you really, you know, it's like putting your hands up. Just like Pam always says, you have to take your hands off the steering wheel and let God drive this vehicle. And that is 100% the truth. And you are right, Amber. Everybody on this team, and I know your team as well, we do believe that, you know, this is a 90% mindset and a success in anything is. And obviously you had filled your cup up so full that you knew, okay, confidently I'm going to step into being presidential. And you did that with your arms wide open and ready to go, and you did the work. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that work that entailed. I mean, you and I know, and Leanne knows, and I'm sure most of the people on this call knows, I mean, obviously charting, there's a lot of charting that's going on. There's, you know, a lot of conference calls that's going on. But let's talk about, like, one-on-ones and parties. I think sometimes we make our goal so grand, but yet we don't do the work to match that. Why don't you talk about that work that went in? You know, you went, you know, diamond in your first, you know, 3.5 months. You know, talk about that work that went into it. What was a week to week like for you when you went to work and set your mind to that?
When I started, I didn't know social media. I remember at my first big party using an actual camera and memorizing pants and what was on the pants and what brand, so I could email out pictures. That took a lot of work. We didn't have party pads when I started. We've come such a long way. And I remember going from that to now where I'm like, it's so quick. I can do a wrap appointment in 45 minutes flat. I never leave my clients. I do a lot of one-on-ones. My schedule calls for that now. But in the beginning, I would do anywhere from 5 to 12 parties a week. Parties, meaning if one person comes, that's still a party. Don't beat yourself up when not 25 people come, okay? I love to be personable. I like less is more, in my opinion, when it comes to parties. And I teach my team, we have what's called micro goals. And a micro goal is something that you can do that is not dependent on somebody else. So if you have not listened to How Successful People Grow and How Successful People Lead by John Maxwell, those are two of my all-time favorite books. And read them over and over and listen to them in your car and listen to them on your phone. But he talks about setting micro goals. And micro goals for me that I know no matter what, no matter what my schedule looks like, no matter who says no, who books an appointment and who, you know, bails, no matter what anybody else does, what is my micro goal that I can do that I can feel accomplished? So oftentimes we find ourselves making these humongous goals and we miss them. And what it actually does scientifically to our body, it will make us depressed, and it actually pulls you about 10 feet backwards. Versus setting micro goals every single day and every single week, whereas I know I can commit to this goal no matter what. And that no matter what means no matter what. Do, like you said, it's the do or die. Like, no matter what happens around me, to me, with me, I am doing this micro goal. And by setting these micro goals and achieving them, your body will release endorphins, and they'll actually give you more power to create bigger and better results more efficiently, more effectively, and accomplish the things that you want. So for me, some of those micro goals are, no matter what, I can post on Facebook every single day, no matter what, no matter where I'm at, no matter how sick I am, no matter how, you know, no service I don't have, you can find a way. I post on Facebook every single day, whether that's an indirect, direct, product post, opportunity post, one post a day, I am absolutely committed to that. And by doing that, it releases endorphins in my body. Another micro goal that I have for, I do daily, I do weekly, and then I do monthly. And my weekly micro goals are wrapping one person a week. Now, to some, that may be like, are you kidding me? She only wraps one person a week? That's a goal that I know no matter what I can do. I could say I can. Now, is there weeks where I wrap 15? Absolutely. But my micro goal for myself is small because I know I can achieve it. And let's say I achieve it on Tuesday. Can I make another micro goal? Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with taking it one step at a time versus going up 10 flights of stairs. So my micro goals for the week and then my micro goals for the month is wrapping 4 people a month. Can I do that? No matter what, absolutely I can. Because I could wrap 4 people in the first week, 4 people in the second week. You can always redirect your goals and make bigger goals, but it's really hard to make a big goal and miss it and try to get back on track. So that's something that I do, that I teach, that I really enhance my girls, and it keeps you more positive longer. Wrapping people is non-negotiable in this business. We're in a wrap business. So wrap people. Get out and do parties. Open up your sample portfolio and start getting in front of people doing exfoliating peels. Okay, those are free. You can sample them. It takes 5 minutes, 5 minutes of your time. Just try it on.
I'm loving this. I actually have both those books, too. And you know
they're
what?
Amazing.
They are amazing, and they're on. If you were in my room, you would totally fall over laughing. I've got like 7 personal growth books, including 2 Bibles on my nightstand,
yeah.
And then I have 3 John Maxwell books over on my dresser. And I'm like, you know, every day I just will pick one up and I'll just try to read one little thing out of that, just to kind of and just start my day. You know, start it in gratitude,
yeah.
And then go into something positive. I also get that 1 minute by Maxwell. I love that
that's
email,
really good.
And that's great. That also fills my cup, but I love them. I haven't gotten to the micro goals, and you're so right about that, Amber. It does happen that way. It does happen when those just knock you back 10 feet, and I've seen it so often, and it makes me so sad because I can see what it does for people, and then just getting themselves back on their feet and stable on those 2 feet. So we're going to implement that into our team as well. The last thing I'd like to ask you, because I know that we've taken up a lot of your time, is
you're
just...
fine.
thank you for that. It's just really a tip that you would have for a brand new person getting started. They're a distributor, they're getting started, and you know, they're basically wanting to hit the ground running. What's a tip that you have for that person, and then what's a tip that you would have for a person who is like a ruby or an emerald, and they're working towards diamond?
Well, there's so many of them, of course, but
I know, right?
One thing that I would really, really, really like, to, I think, for everybody to understand is that in the beginning, I know everybody wants to jump on Facebook and add 1 million It Works people. They do. What I'm going to tell you that I wish I would have never done, not good or bad, and it's not personal, it's not anything, but I got into the part of comparison when I started seeing everybody else promoting. They've only been in 5 days and they're diamond. Oh my gosh! Like they've, you know, and I was spending more of my time watching my Facebook newsfeed than I was being productive and actually doing the work. Nothing wrong with following people, but make sure your newsfeed is not filled with It Works people. Nothing wrong with it. Go out and follow, you know, a few handful of leaders. And then the other thing is trust your leader. Trust your leaders that what they tell you to do in the first 24, 48, 7 days to 30 days, onward, beyond, trust them. Do what they say. We've been here. We've done that. We've failed over and over and over and over again. And we want you to fail as well because it breeds success. But I wish so bad I would have had somebody that said, don't try and reinvent the wheel. We've got it laid out. We know what we're doing. Just please trust us. And so I'm going to ask that you guys trust your leaders from day one. And again, a handful is fine as well. And then for rubies and emeralds, again, I think that people get stuck at ruby. I really do. I think that it's the hardest rank. People get stuck at ruby and they get stuck at emerald. You have to, and I love that they've got the ruby bonus out right now, which tomorrow is the last day, but hopefully they bring it back. I'm praying. I'm crossing my fingers because it really is the basis of this company. In 2 to 3 months, you can have a diamond built if you just build rubies. Focus on other people. Focus what their goals are. You're going to get yours. Naturally, you're going to get yours. There's nothing in this business that needs to be forced when you make this about somebody else. Make this about your team. What do they need? What can you do for them? And you're going to naturally get yours. So those are my 2 tips. Again, wrap people. Make sure your newsfeed is all new people. Your market, not somebody else's market, not It Works market, but your market. And I'm happy to do more calls with you guys. We have so many good things that we have learned and trialed and erred. And I'm just really excited for these Ruby bonuses, and I know that it's helped our team and people who have been stuck at Ruby for 6 months plus. They're building 2 rubies and going emerald. They're building 3 and going diamond so fast because they're making it about somebody else, not themselves.
fantastic. Amber, thank you so much. Thank you for your time. We will absolutely be inviting you back again. Are you kidding me? And we've recorded this call, too, and I'll make sure to get the recording to you and have a blessed night, and we love you. And, team, stay tuned because Leanne Swihart, our fearless leader, she got some time with Cammie Dempsey, and we know how important that is, our upline Black Diamond, and she got some amazing tips about Ruby and how to break them fast and furiously. So, Amber, thank you so much, and everybody you're welcome. And we've got Leanne. Leanne, are you there?
I sure am. Are you kidding me? My hand is like crazy.
I know. Was that amazing?
I know. Thank you, Amber, so much. Oh, my goodness. So, oh, my gosh, you guys. I am so excited. She's just about what all this is happening within our team, and there's so many good things. And you guys going out, and there are so many, like Danielle and Summer with getting loyal customers. Holy smokes, you blew it out of the water this month. Oh, my goodness. And then with some of the promotions coming on, and it's so exciting. I know some of you are still waiting for those promotions in the next couple hours in your charting. But Monday night, I guess that was last night. I know it's been blended this whole week. But Monday, we had a one-team, one mission in South Bend, and Tiffany had her personally enrolled into a private kind of before party with Cammie. And a couple of things, she really wanted to make sure that we emphasize within our team and within our leaders with these Ruby bonuses coming on, and we don't know if they're going to extend them or not, but knowing that with these new Rubies, they're going back to basics. And, you know, when Nicole and I first got started, we knew that it was step one. Step two were the same, and step three was go Ruby. And so, you know, I think it's fantastic because when you do focus on those Ruby things, here's the one thing she said. By the end of May, if you are not Ruby now, make sure you get to Ruby. That is your main focus. Forget the diamond. Forget emerald. Go Ruby. That is first and foremost, because when you build yourself to Ruby, you then know how to get others to there. So don't focus so much on the bigger goals right out. Just go the little goals. And we've said that before on someone. So if you are not a Ruby, your goal right now on this team is to go Ruby right now by the end of May or April, for that matter. There's still time. You know, she was talking about people who are going Ruby in one day, and you think, oh, how can you do that on a Saturday? Well, you know what? I will tell you how you can. You go, you have a couple parties booked, right? You have a couple parties booked, a couple people sign up as loyal customers, a couple people sign up as distributors. You go to your next party, a couple people sign up as loyal customers, a couple people sign up as distributors. Bam, you have the structure, and the only thing you have to do for the rest of the time is build that volume with doing rep parties and loyal customers with those new distributors. And so when you think about it, of how easy, and not easy, I wouldn't say easy, but simple, how simple that is of, holy cow, we know that there are many people on this team that have done two or three parties in a day, right? We have done those kind of things. And just when you kind of think about it simple, those things can happen. I mean, it was craziness about there. You know, party like crazy to get to that Ruby. If you are already Ruby, your goal, and this goes for all of us, and I'm amping up my goal a little bit, but she said, if I was leading your team right now, I would tell every single person on your team their goal right now, if they're already to get to Ruby, and if they're already Ruby, they're to build two Rubies by the end of May. And that is their goal. So I don't know if she knows something else that's going on or whatever, but that is her goal of telling us, build two Rubies. And sometimes we think about that things like that seems like so, so far away, and that is our issue. When you feel like things are so far away, you don't believe it in your heart, because with your mind, it has to get to your heart. And when you believe it in your heart, that's when things start happening, kind of like what Amber was talking about today. And it's so funny how she was talking about go to Simplified and go to Rubies, and that's exactly what Cammie was saying. Also, I know I do this as a coach and to my players, and I've always kind of done this, but I want us every single day on this call, I want you to visualize you meeting your goal for this month and next month, every single day. Spend 1 minute just sitting in peace. It could be in your car. It could be whatever. You don't have to close your eyes if you're driving. But just in peace, you know you can kind of daydream and still do those things with your eyes open. visualize what it is. If you're on your way to your party, visualize what that party looks like. Visualize money going into the jar. Visualize people getting super excited about this business. Look, visualize people joining your business and booking those their first two, you know, launch parties that day with you. Visualize that stuff when you're walking into an appointment. Visualize that person that when you sit down with them on a one-on-one, they're ready to go. They're amped up. They're ready to go right then. Visualize that stuff before you go in. Because once you start visualizing, it is so true. When you believe it in your mind, you believe it in your heart, and there it comes true. So our goal as a team, and I'm just so stinking excited for all you guys. I love you so much. You guys are rocking the house, and everybody is just blowing my mind with all of the things that you're happening. So our next goal, coming straight from our Black Diamond leader, Tammy Dempsey, looked straight in my eyes and said, you tell everyone on your team and your leaders that they are either to go Ruby or they are to build two Rubies by the end of May. So I'm not going to mess with Tammy Dempsey giving us that goal straight up. So that is our goal. And if you think about it, keep it simple. Keep it simple. Think about it. If you have a couple parties booked in a month, there you go. That's your Ruby. You can so do it. You can so make it happen in that way. And, you know that we're always here for you. We're always reaching out to us. If you need help with something, we are always, always here. So that's what I'm going to end with. I hated following Amber, but when Cammy Dempsey tells you to say a goal, set a goal for your team and everyone on it. You can't help that. So I love every single one of you guys. Thank you, and God bless. Keep rocking it out. If you need anything to finish up the month, let me know. Reach out to myself or Nicole. Let us know what's going on, and just keep rocking it, guys. Love you all.
Love you all. God bless.